This is Kate Harness with 307net Radio, and today I'm joined by representatives from the Johnson County Republican Party. Hello, gentlemen, how are you? I'd like to introduce Chairman Mike Madden, a well-known name in our community, I should say. Thank you, Mike, for spending some time. And also Tom Knapp. Hello, Tom, your vice chair.
Yes, how are you? Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Thank you for joining 307net Radio. And we're going to talk today about some upcoming events that are happening, which are all related to the work of the Johnson County Republican Party. And a lot of them are necessary steps, but there's a caucus and a convention. And I'm hoping that you can explain a little bit to me about what they are for people who don't know. All across the nation, there are caucuses and conventions in hand as we move forward to our general election in November. But everybody is slightly different. Everything is slightly different. So, Mike, on Saturday, the February the 3rd, it is the first of those steps. It is the caucus event. Can you explain what it is?
Okay, let me give you a little background. We have a number of voting districts, and everybody that's a member of the party is a member of one district, depending upon where they live. And it's a geographical setup that over the years just kind of stays the same, but some get bigger and some get smaller and so on. And what they do is organize as the first step in organizing for the convention of the Republican Party.
And that's what you describe as a precinct.
That's
that,
right.
That geographical area,
right.
And people may move in, they may move out, so the population size may swell or diminish a little bit, but essentially it's a geographical area known as a precinct.
That's right.
Okay.
And all the Republicans, in our case, that live within that geographical boundary are potential attendees to the precinct caucuses.
Now, that doesn't mean just that you call yourself a Republican, though, right? You do actually have to You have to be a member of the Johnson County Republican Party.
Yes, you do.
And how do you do that? How do you become a member?
Well, the first thing you have to do, if you move somewhere and you want to vote, you have to go down to the county clerk and register as a voter. And as soon as you've done that, you're set. You're eligible to go to whichever respective caucus that your precinct represents.
So, on the 3rd of February at Bomber Mountain, beginning at 9 a.m. in the morning, anybody who's currently a registered Republican voter in Johnson County can show up, and what will happen?
Well, I guess the first thing that happens is, the way I look at it, is the first thing we have a general segment to the meeting. And you have to realize that the critical thing that day is not the overall Republican Party. It's only precincts. So you're going to see, if you go in there, there's going to be 16 tables.
Oh, to represent the 16 precincts.
That's right, and every precinct has got that. And along with that, each precinct has at least one precinct committee man and a precinct committee woman who has voted during the last general election, all right? So they're the ones that kind of organize the thing, and what they do is very finite. The first meeting, this precinct meeting, is not a very long, detailed one, although it can be. But the main thing they have to do is pick up delegates, or to appoint delegates from your precinct to go to the county convention. And that will be a month after the precinct meetings.
So anybody could become a delegate, not necessarily somebody who's already been elected to be committee man or woman. So, and what would they then do? What would that delegate then do at the county?
Okay, what he has to do is to, among themselves, after they're all in there and sitting around this table, they can elect a caucus chairman. And that's not much of a job, but just somebody to kind of run the meeting. at that single table that you're responsible for. And what they have to do is come up with an election of delegates to the county convention. There's nothing real serious that has to be done at the precinct level, but the one thing it is does have to be done is you have to come up with delegates from your precinct to represent the people within that precinct.
Okay, and so that's the first step in really what is, and I'm going to use this with a lowercase d, the democratic process at work. And so you end up with a bunch of delegates who are going to go on to the county convention, and then the county convention happens fairly shortly afterwards, a month later or so, on March the 2nd. And what happens at that event? What happens at the convention event? Because that, again, is just a county event.
Oh, I don't know, Tom, you want to answer that. Well,
basically, from that, for the county aspect, we are moving forward to the state convention. So it's all a step. There, we are there at each precinct to come up with delegates to go to the state convention. We are there to move forward and process any resolutions that come to us, whether they need to go to the state, so they're voted on for that. Any bylaws, changes that someone would like to bring forward. If there are county bylaw changes, then they would be dealt with at the county convention, and then if they pass, they would be put in the bylaws. If they're for the state convention, if they pass, they would be moved forward and as a and be voted on there as to whether they would move forward.
Well, thank you for explaining the procedures and so on, the protocols that, you know, this involves. I suppose the question really in my mind is, why would anybody want to be part of this? What do you get by engaging in this?
Well, I think the main thing you get is you keep our process moving. I mean, you keep the Republican Party and the platforms and your ideas of what it should be. This is how you get to move them forward to what the Republican Party of Johnson County and the state of Wyoming would be. It's a slow process, as you can see. It doesn't happen in a heartbeat, but a lot of the enthusiasm of making sure stuff moves forward. You know, this is an election year, so I do think that changes, and it gets more important as you go up to the state convention and then on to the national convention.
So this is really any individual's opportunity to be engaged and have influence.
Yep.
That's right, and they can kind of go as far as they want. In most districts, that's, you know, it's not a big, huge, a lot of demand to do it, because, you know, there is, you have your own expenses. You know, we don't have a travel account or anything like that. And, you know, it's just kind of a way of recognizing and participating that you see in a democratic process like this. And that's kind of one thing that is important to see is that we will have on the state agenda, when we get to the state convention, we will pick nominees to go to the national convention. So you see what we got. We got a national convention kind of at the end of the process. Before that, you got the state convention, and they're preparing things and need to go to them. And then we have some, before that, the state convention, you act on any resolutions that might come from individual counties. So I guess it's really looking at a process of precincts that can see the democratic process working, and sometimes you can even see your own work products, I guess. Yeah.
So the national convention, I mean, that's, you know, most people are aware of that because that is where the formally the Republican nominee for president is going to be announced, voted upon and announced. And that's what, you know, that process is at play right now. This is the day after the New Hampshire caucus. We're two caucuses in. We've got several to go, to say the least. We've got Super Tuesday and then another bump. And so, but that, I think, demonstrates, you know, how the process itself works.
From beginning to end. I mean, from the little part of picking who starts to clear up to the nomination of the president.
So the Republican Party itself right now, you know, is quite divided in many ways. You know, we're struggling to find our nominee for president. I don't know which way Wyoming is, you know, for certain going to lean. And you know, at the moment, there are so many things that are unknown. I think most people say, well, you know, Wyoming's Republican state is going to stay Republican, everything's fine, I don't need to be involved. Do you have any comments about that? Mike, you've been involved in state-level politics for many years, and you've obviously seen the landscape change somewhat.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The landscape changed at the national level from being a Republican president to now almost 4 years of a Democrat president. And you're right. I mean, Wyoming is historically a Republican state, but the interesting thing comes up for a party like that for Wyoming is that you have some interest in finding out who's going to be the nominee. You know, this year I don't know if it's going to be very controversial. It's going to be hard to identify whether or not it's going to be a debatable or, you know, a toss-up or anything like that. I don't think it will. But that's always an option that's there, and particularly with a change, or I should say your party not being in the president's position, have some implications that we have to watch out for, and if we're going to get somebody, we better make sure it's the right person.
And so Wyoming has its say, albeit a smaller say than other places on our president, but there's more than just presidential campaigns. And what about at a state level, for example? What is happening at the state level inside the Republican Party?
Well, it's, I don't know where you want to start, but compared to the years I was in, 12 years. I was there until 2018. But at that time, and even a couple years after that, the Republican Party was pretty much unified. Now, as you see by reading the paper, we have a caucus they call the Freedom Caucus and another one called the Wyoming Republican Caucus and that kind of thing. But well, it wasn't, you know, back in the years I was there, you had a caucus meeting every week, and the Republican caucus would meet, and of course there's a lot more Republicans than Democrats, but nevertheless, we'd find a room big enough to hold us all. And now, my understanding is that you don't have a caucus like that anymore. You have two caucuses, actually three, counting the Democrats and then the Freedom Caucus. It's Republicans, but they're a little bit to the right of mainstream, and then you got the other one. So it's certainly not the smooth operating procedure that I lived in.
So do we see that here in Johnson County as well? Are we seeing a similar split of opinion within what is basically a broad Republican tent? But we're seeing differences of opinion. Is that going to make a difference here in Johnson County?
Yeah, we see differences. And I think that's why this is so important, is, you know, if you want to get involved with your ideas and how you think the Republican Party should move forward, well, if you want to be at the caucus and move the direction you want it to go, and that's how the process works. And that's why this, at the start, that's why it is so important, is there's, you know, we all have different views and different levels, And this is one of the ways that it progresses.
So how hard is it going to be to reach consensus? Because I think, you know, what's largely understood is that, you know, majority rules, whether you like it or not. And
yeah.
If you're fortunate, you're in a majority of opinion that's being represented. If you're not, then it's minority. But how does actually anything effectively happen and progress?
Well, I guess starting out for the caucuses that's going to be coming up soon, you start out by nominating
true.
People, and
yep.
that's why it's important if you feel that there's a dichotomy among the group or something, you know, you need to be there so your voice is heard, at least equal to the opposing voices. So that's important. Most of the time, I don't expect in our 16 caucuses there's going to be very few big arguments and fights. It might be one or two caucuses. They'll have an issue over some local item, but that's about it.
Okay, well, thank you. So the process really does need people to be engaged and involved. Some people may just feel very jaundiced. They're sick of division. They're fed up with the cable news stream of constant, what seems to be highly opinionated chatter. You know, what is the challenge for getting people to actually choose to get engaged and want to be part of this process?
It's tough. I mean, at the precinct level, I've been to precinct meetings where, I mean, you go up here to vote, and maybe it's just me. I'm the only one at our precinct, and you can't find anybody, whether they're tired of the rhetoric or they think they're too busy, and sometimes it gets frustrating and hard, because this is a process that it is nice to have people involved to get ideas and move stuff forward, and you know, and then you get certain precincts that go big guns and they are involved and they do, you know, whether it's resolutions or just voting because there's 9 or 8 or 4. So it is hard to get them to maybe come. I know it is down there. You know, basically we have 3 precincts at Middle Fork, Powder River, Sussex, and KC. And actually, Sussex and Middle Fork, they do pretty good. They're bigger. They're a little bigger, though. I was surprised how small KC's 101. Yeah.
I think another thing, Tom, is in our community or in our county, you know, I think it's probably a national tendency that if you're halfway pleased with things, you're going to stay home and watch a ball game or something. You're not, you know, if you have some issue that's really been aggravating and you see in the news and whatever, then you're going to be out there more as a tendency, I think.
That's true. Yeah.
So what about engaging young people? Does the Johnson County Republican Party do anything to kind of actively involve, intrigue, motivate younger people to be politically conscious or active?
I would say probably not.
Yeah.
Well,
just everybody. We don't look at young and old versus, you know.
I think he summed it up pretty well in the sense that, you know, you just try to get anybody that, you know, like in KC, you try to come up with anybody that would be interested or coming and that expresses an interest in the Republican Party or how it works. But it's a bit of a battle to get people engaged and up there and do it.
So the process begins on next Saturday, February the 3rd, at 9 a.m. at Bomber Mountain Civic Centre, and that's the first opportunity for you not to just gripe in your living room, it's to come and actually make your opinions heard. You just need to be a registered Republican in Wyoming, in Johnson County.
And you go to your precinct where you live.
Yep. Okay, and you go to your precinct where you live, and you'll have an opportunity to see the very first start of this democratic process in motion, which will then resume again on March the 2nd, which will be our county convention, and then that goes up the ladder, so to speak, to the state convention, and then finally on to the National Republican Convention in Milwaukee in July. So this is your opportunity to influence and maybe to also hear what other your neighbors and other Republicans in Wyoming, what's on their minds, and what they would like to see done.
You know, and another thing, like at the state, at the county convention, we don't get a lot, but some of the resolutions are very interesting that someone brought forward that, that you know, you might not have realized that is
so
important.
Maybe give me an example or two of something that would be, you know, appropriate for a resolution.
So, as an example, maybe a resolution on the nuclear power plant over at Kemmer. Maybe there's something along that line that, that someone
and
has read.
And that would be appropriate for Johnson County to have an opinion on?
To put it forward, is, I mean, to be discussed. And is it voted on here and passed? Or if it isn't, moves to the state level? Or
so
maybe,
you could think big.
Yeah.
You could think very big.
Yeah.
There, I've always thought, as a matter of fact, that these resolutions are kind of feel-good type things, that if we can say something we believe in as a party, that has more clout than, you know, another one around here. I'm sure there'll be something on drilling for petroleum. Or coal mines, you know. And that opinion has to be, doesn't have to be, but there's a thought that, you know, it'll help the process in Washington or wherever the stumbling block is. And whether or not, you know, it's important to a senator like Barrasso or something is debatable, I think, but that's, it makes you feel good once you pass it.
Well, I suppose it's an opportunity to put a sort of stake in the sand and say this is something that we think and collectively think is important and we want other people to know that we think is important. Yeah. That's the purpose of the resolution.
You know, we hope it's a priority for you to move forward and it went from maybe Johnson County to the state level and then to him.
So really, this really, as I've said already and been discussing, really is this is the democratic process at work. Whilst it may seem
grassroots.
Grassroots. And whilst it may seem, you know, laborious and small and insignificant, actually, potentially, you know, it's all the drops in the bucket that go towards filling
it. So. This might be the statement that bureaucracy is slow.
Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for explaining about the caucus and the convention process here in Johnson County, and I wish you well with both those events.
Well, thank you.
I hope you understand it's a simple event. You know, it's not a complex thing, and that's what we want to get across to the public before the event even starts, that it's not going to be intimidating or you don't have to be an expert in anything. You just come as a citizen and...
Can you just come and observe?
Oh, yes. Yeah. There will be some of those.
Yeah. You know, and this is just to get the precincts to get their people together and get their thoughts together for the county convention.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for describing the process.
Thank you.